You get an office full of Cracker Jacks. Health is like any inheritance. You can spend the interest in work and play, but you mustn't break into the principal. Once you do, and it's only a matter of time before you've got to place the remnants in the hands of a doctor as receiver. It's a mighty simple thing, though, to keep in good condition, because about everything that makes for poor health has to get into you right under your nose. Bad health hates a man who is friendly with its enemies. More men die from worry than from overwork. More stuff themselves to death than die of starvation. If the human animal reposed less confidence in his stomach and more in his legs, the streets would be full of healthy men walking down to business. Remember that a man always rides to his grave. He never walks there. When I was a boy, the only doubt about the food was whether there would be enough of it. I dwell on this matter of health, because when the stomach and liver aren't doing good work, the brain can't. A good many men will say that it's none of your business what they do in their own time, but you want to make it your business, so long as it affects what they do in your time. For this reason, you should never hire men who drink after office hours. It may have been the case once that when you opened up a bottle for a customer, he opened up his heart. But booze is a mighty poor salesman nowadays. Most of the men who mix their business and their drinks have failed. Naturally, when you expect so much from your men, they have a right to expect a good deal from you. If you want them to feel that your interests are theirs, you must let them see that their interests are yours. There are a lot of fellows in the world who are working just for glory, but they are mostly poets, and you needn't figure on finding many of them out at the stockyards. Praise goes a long way with a good man, and some employers stop there. Of course, the world is full of horses who won't work except with the whip, but that's no reason for using it on those who will. A lot of people think that adversity and bad treatment is the test of a man, and it is, when you want to develop his strength. But prosperity and good treatment is a better one when you want to develop his weakness. By keeping those who show their appreciation of it and firing those who don't, you get an office full of crackerjacks. The men who stay in the office and plan are the brains of your business. Those who go out and sell are its arms, and those who fill and deliver the orders are its legs. There's no use in the brains scheming and the arms gathering in if the legs are going to deliver the goods with a kick.